1987, and we're going to talk about graduations and anniversaries. Let's talk about graduations first. Anybody remember high school graduations?
Oh, I never graduated.
A lot of people didn't in those days.
I couldn't even finish 8th grade because I took sick.
Yeah.
And the boys, I can remember.
Your sons? Well, how did that go? When was that? When did your sons graduate?
My oldest son was in 45 and my youngest son in 50.
And did they have, where was that, in Owatonna?
The oldest son was in Minneapolis. And the youngest son was from Page, North Dakota.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. What were the graduations like? Did they wear caps and gowns?
Oh, yes. I guess.
Sometimes people didn't. They wore
no,
just...
No, they did for both of them.
Uh-huh.
My oldest son, he graduated from Patrick Henry in North Minneapolis. And Dale, he graduated from Page, North Dakota.
P-A-G-E? P-A-G-E. Okay.
But that's a long time ago.
Did they have a lot of people in their classes?
In Guy's class, the oldest son, there was 108. And in Dale's class, there were only 17.
Oh.
But it was just a small town.
Oh.
And they had all the, what do you call it, things that went along with graduation. So we gave the graduating class a dinner because there wasn't so many.
This is in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Now, where did you have the dinner?
We had that at our church, down in the dining room.
In the Lutheran
mm-hmm.
church? Okay.
And I had a lady helping us. And of course, they had their program there.
What kind of program?
Oh, the future. Reading the future of it.
Oh, okay, like a prophecy.
And then we had, as I say, it was only a small town, and we only had a theater there. So the lady that owned the theater, she gave them all tickets to go to the show after graduation.
So after graduation, they went to the movie. What did they see? Do you have any idea?
I can't remember that anymore. But I thought that
was
that
in 1940, what?
1952.
52. Okay. So, did they have this, they had the graduation at the school then?
Yeah. And we had the dinner at church, see. Of course, you know, with 17, that's not so many.
And their families.
Yeah. So, of course, it counted up to a few. But I thought it was nice.
Oh, yeah. It's such a nice time of year because you can have so many flowers from your gardens.
The only thing I can remember about that, they had purple, what do you call it, crepe flowers. And their decorations for the table was also purple.
Purple crepe?
Mm-hmm.
Like crepe paper hanging?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were cut, you know, in strips like that.
Uh-huh.
Juniors, of course, was the one that did the decorating.
So the crepe paper was on the table, across the table. Oh, that was
pretty. It was pretty.
Yeah. In Minneapolis, how was it different up there?
Now that was different. Now I didn't have anything like that because you know that was a big. Only thing I know that was North Minneapolis was we were living in North Minneapolis. So
there really wasn't any dinner beforehand or any. Everybody gave them tickets to the movie?
The only thing I know they went on a ride. They went out to Excelsior. And we had just had a rain. And there was only one of the guy's friend that had a car. So there were four of them, and they went out. And they got stuck in the mud.
Oh, gosh.
So they went off the road.
Oh.
And they got up in tried to get out of the mud. And they all got a dose of poison ivy.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so that was after their graduation. Oh.
And their clothes, oh, they were in a mess. They were muddy from top to bottom. So that's about the only things that stick in my mind.
Alice, do you remember about graduation?
Yes. It's a good-sized high school in our town. And it was a big class. And they had a speaker there.
Now, this is when you graduated?
Yes.
Okay.
They had a speaker there. That's about all I remember.
Well, did you remember what you wore?
Just models. Clothes,
you
right,
just
you
didn't
clothes.
Regular a pretty a new dress or something.
That's all. Uh-huh.
How many were in your class?
Well, it was small. I don't remember how many, but it was small class.
Did you have a dinner beforehand or
no? We didn't
anything,
have anything
like
at
that?
All.
Did they give you a rose or a book or
no? We didn't get it.
Did they have a party afterwards?
No. It was a graduation night in the school, you know. Speaker and like that.
Your mother and father came?
Yeah. That's all.
How about for your family when they graduated?
Well, my were grown up enough.
Well, did they went to school?
Yeah, they weren't growing up enough.
And they graduated from school?
Later on, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was that different from yours somehow?
Oh, yes, because it's more advanced than ours.
Did they wear caps and gowns?
No.
They wore their regular clothes?
Clothes.
Do you remember any special parties they had for you had for your children?
No. Nothing, just had it here. Went home and that was all. My family was there, of course.
How about you people over here?
I didn't graduate from high school.
How about your family?
Well, my four children graduated from middle school. We didn't have any parties. Their dates took them out.
Oh, okay. That's about it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They wore caps and gowns here.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Carrie?
Me? I didn't make it. You see, when I come here, I was freshman. I put that in. I think I've been in before.
Maybe.
But I've said, but I didn't, I couldn't hear her. And so I say, that, you know, the teacher, she, I said, if I'm going to have to go to somebody after she announces what the lesson is, I'm going to quit. So I didn't get through. That was freshman I was here. And I think it was a junior, because I know that I quit then, and I started to work, so I didn't make it.
How about your family?
Huh?
How about your family?
My family was a son. He graduated one night. I don't remember. I think it was in the 40s, I mean, 46 or 40-something. And there was quite a class. And it came up. We lived right across, right? Close then to the schoolhouse, because we could walk, you know. And my brother and sister-in-law came from Melbourne, me, they wanted to come. And oh, what a downpour.
Oh, gosh, wouldn't you know it.
And we went. Well, they didn't get around. They didn't go out then like they do now, you know, and parade around. A lot of them went out in cars. Of course, that was kind of a bad deal after a while. It got to be, you know, they were all over. But I remember that, and my daughter, too. When she graduated, it was the same. She kind of, after they graduated, they went out, you know, went around and had quite a time. course they do. They go out and go to their homes and have their
receptions.
Receptions. They didn't have that much. That was a family.
It was more family then. It was more family then. After the graduation, they did things either with their family or with their friends?
Well,
mostly their friends.
Not too much then. When they come home, you know, then, and there was nothing going on much then. It's just late years that they've been having their meetings. So I say this was nice. It was kind of too bad in those days because you just got out and you know, when you think there was probably Dyer High School. After that, they went and they're right around. Some of them got in bad, and I don't think some did, some didn't, I guess.
Well, I don't think that's changed.
I didn't. I'm sorry I didn't make it in a way, but I...
Well, a lot of people didn't in those days.
I couldn't.
A lot of people had to go to work.
Yeah, too. I had a good job, too, then. I worked in the ice cream place, restaurant there, and I worked in the office, the Washington State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I was there about, I don't know, 9, 8, maybe something. And that was nice to roll policy all day. Addressed envelopes.
Now they do it all by computer.
Went all over. I don't know where, here and there. And they had big hills going
through. Oh, yeah.
My mother said she graduated out of eighth grade when she was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And in them days, you could have gone teach in school.
At 14 years old.
After she graduated out of eighth grade in a country school.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty young to have all that responsibility.
My son, he of course was killed in the daughter. She got a job at the telephone office. It's kind of nice too. She was right in that fire. They had that fire, you know, perfect. That was a bad deal.
Yeah. How about anniversaries and other things that happened in the spring? You know, they have proms. Did they have proms back in those days?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of the prom. I didn't have it, but I didn't. I graduated from the prom when done.
Was graduation, was prom time near graduation time like it is now?
Yeah, they had prom.
Yeah, they had
well,
prom.
Gee, I don't know when I graduated. I don't think there was many to have a prom. I don't think there was very many that year, 19. Well, it would have been probably 1911. I don't think they had too many.
Could be.
But when the children, they had prom.
How about anniversaries? You know, a lot of people get married in June, and then they have anniversaries in June.
Yeah.
Of course, I got married in December.
I just got an invite from my nephew in Denton, I told you. And that was beautiful. I wish that brought it. Great, big, beautiful invite. I told him it was a picture to tell where to go into where he could be. I didn't know Denton must be kind of a big place because
mm-hmm.
it showed university. You see, the Casper, Will's brother, he and Lottie taught over there in that kind of a high school like university like.
Where is that?
At Denton, as I understand it. And then his son, you know, this Luke George, that just had his 50th wedding anniversary of his wife. He sent me that big invite. Of course, I went I think I'll have to take the plane.
Yeah. I think it's a long drive, Carrie.
I think it'd be a long ways. I don't know. It's quite a ways from here. A
couple days at least.
Yeah, I know they used to come by in car.
Yeah.
My folks have celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
When was that?
Well, let's see. I was married in 1880 and 30, yeah, 50.
So 30, I mean.
In 1930.
Yeah.
It was it was an open house, you know, the people could come.
At your home?
At my folks' home, yes. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I, we was married 40 years. But we were married in March, and my daughter's father and mother-in-law, they were married 50 years, almost to the same day. So my daughter had a party for them and for my husband and I,
oh,
too.
Oh, what a nice.
One was 50 years and the other was 40 years.
Yeah. That was nice.
But we didn't see 50. My husband died 2 months after that.
Oh, that's true.
But that was pretty nice when, you know, celebrate together like that.
Mm-hmm. Real special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we celebrated
our
50th. Good. What did you do for your 50th?
I don't remember.
We had a
about it.
You don't?
No.
Let's hear what Agnes did on hers. Maybe you'll remember when you hear hers.
We were married on the 7th of February. So we had a dinner at church for our 50th wedding anniversary. The boys and families were home. And then, of course, we had to have our picture taken. And then, after that, I really can't remember too much about it.
Well, did you get a lot of things that were gold colored? Isn't that the golden wedding?
I only got one dish that was gold lined. The rest of it was, I can't remember the rest of it because there was no much gold there. So.
Pretty expensive.
And then my husband passed away. We would have been married. We would have been married 56 years. He died the 1st of December. So that's about it. Now, of course, my oldest son, they have celebrated their 35th.
Oh.
And my youngest one has celebrated their 25th.
Oh, my.
So, I says, they're all grown up.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember getting a new dress or a new hat? Or?
Oh, yes, I had a new dress. I had a pretty green. It's a street dress, and those formals wasn't so much on a gold then. Of course, each of the sons or wives insisted we had to have formals, so they were more fancy than ours was. We, of course, made a trip to the cities, wound up in a snowstorm.
Oh, gosh. That was for your 50th anniversary?
No, it was our wedding.
For your wedding, for your wedding day? Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So you didn't do that again on your anniversary?
No. Yeah, the church had the celebration at church. They had a dinner. So that's about it.
I got a niece in Montana that is celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, June 6th. And she wrote and told me, she says, it's going to be a 2-day affair, she said.
Good for her. Did you ever go to a big fancy anniversary party or anything that you remember as being just...
She was a sister-in-law. They lived in Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and they came to Owatonna, and we had a dinner down at Jerry's. that's about
for them.
There was a family there.
How many years?
Well, he would have been there. I can't even remember. Because I think they just now celebrate their 60th. She's in a nursing home.
Do you remember your any of your relatives when you were a child having anniversaries and wearing those big hats? And
got pictures of them, but they, you know, that is, I think, didn't think there were any special days. Had the big hats with the big plumes on.
What other kind of days did you have other than Sundays where you dressed up like that? You know, where you really wanted anniversaries and graduations and confirmation were days that you had to...
Baptisms? Of her grandchildren.
I got something this year that I have never had before. Got an announcement of a great grandson that was baptized last Sunday. I have never had, of all the grandchildren, great grandchildren, but I got a card. A granddaughter in Texas, a little boy that was baptized last Sunday.
That's me.
She has two girls, and I never heard anything from them.
Oh.
I don't know, can you buy a card that would...
You can buy a card for just about anything now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But they're awfully expensive, a card now.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a real nice card, it's about $1.75 to $2.50.
I know, I got a card for Mother's Day from a granddaughter in Texas, and I see it's marked $2.25.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's too much to pay for a card.
How about cards in the old days? How much do you remember paying for cards when you were sending to your kids to graduations? And I remember a quarter and 35
yeah,
cents.
About that.
For some reason. Maybe 50 cents.
I think they stated that.
Uh-huh. 75 was really quite a card.
$1.75.
When the children wasn't married, why, of course you had to dress up for that. You had to have a formal.
Sure. And then you had to have a dress to go to the dinner in.
And then when my granddaughters, when they got married, by then I had to have some more formals.
What'd you do with all of them? Did you ever wear them again?
Well, that one formal it was so that I could cut it off. And I could
That's smart.
It
That's smart.
My daughter had one, I think.
But I didn't have any formal for one of my grandsons that got married or my great granddaughter. I just had a nice dress. I thought it was kind of foolish to buy a formal because I wondered where you're going to wear it again. But I got one.
I think the one I had, if I wore it five times, and that's all. I was thinking if it wore common clothes, you know. I mean, no.
Street clothes?
Well, I mean, she didn't wear a cap and gown till late.
Well, it made it a lot easier for people. They didn't have to compete
yeah,
with who was going
to
have these gorgeous
fussing around to go and pick out fancy things, you know.
I've got a picture of my grandmother's high school graduation.
I think
she had a white dress on. I think it must have been down to her feet. And her hair was all wound around back down here. Kind of hanging down here, and she had a rose. I'm sure everybody in that school had that same pose and had that picture taken. You know, it was obviously done by somebody.
She had a picture too, I think.
was thinking about her hair, because
two
that she had.
But I had a picture of a
pretty dress. Of course, the boys had nice suits. And
I had a picture of one of my aunt uncles, you know, their wedding picture. And she had, it was a great big hat. And then she had a dress that had a jacket to it, you know, the button-down hair. And he was sitting down and she was standing up with her hand
sure.
on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I thought, why is Uncle Hudson sitting down and poor Aunt Sarah had to stand up?
Oh, see, this was a picture you saw when you were a child.
Well, I had the picture,
uh-huh.
huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
Of course, that was good many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Must be over 100 years.
Oh, wonderful to have that picture. And they had brown clothes so often.
Yeah.
See pictures and they had brown and black on.
It looked like it, that Aunt Sarah's dress was a brown.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Hudson had a long black coat on and...
Tight fitting with a flare.
Oh, tight, yeah. But he was sitting down and she was standing up, her arm on his shoulder like
uh-huh.
this.
Uh-huh.
Fun to look at the different styles.
But that's the way those old pictures were. The man was always sitting down and the woman was standing up.
I wonder why that was. I guess it was just kind of a habit.
Must have been a way it's supposed to be or what, I don't know. But I thought poor Uncle Hudson had it with Aunt Sarah standing up, and Uncle Hudson was taking it easy. He was sitting in a chair.
Oh, dear. Did they dress up for funerals?
Well, mm-hmm. mostly black years ago.
Everybody wore black.
Had to wear a veil.
Had to wear a veil.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
If you were in the audience, or if you were a member of the family?
Just member of the family, you know. And the widow, well, then she's supposed to wear black veil.
Yeah. You didn't like that, Carrie.
Oh, I remember when my brother passed away. Yeah, up at the Little Fork, you know, he died in the city. Had the operation and he got embolated and he died in about 20 minutes. And we lived on the farm. And it was terrible weather. They notified us of it, so we went up. But when we got up, my other brother lived there and his wife. And when they had the funeral, they shipped him up, you know, when we happened to be on the same train. And they had these long black mourning veils and black dresses. It was terrible. I never believed it.
Mm.
But that's the way they believed then, you know.
You didn't believe in it?
No.
You didn't?
I think now they...
I'm glad
they
it's different
have
now.
Whatever they have in there. They don't... they can mourn, they can feel bad without being in black. This was a brother of mine up. That was quite a while. 1923, that was. 22, I would say. 1922. Back. We went up. Long ride up there. I thought we'd never get there.
I'm glad they got away with that habit. That you had to be wearing black.
Yeah, I wonder where they found all the black clothes. Black, they must have had those mourning veils. Somebody must have.
Now they wouldn't, but they had black, I think, more. Yeah.
And those veils hung way down here, around like this.
Oh, way down at their waist almost.
Uh-huh. And then they were heavy, those veils, too. I mean, you wondered
couldn't
how
see through them?
How are you going to see through them?
Mm.
Then they always had, you know, the bigger hats with the, and the veil was around them like that.
What other kinds of times did we do we dress up in something different from what we usually wear every day?
When we go to church.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I used to go to ladies' aid. I was dressed up.
Did they wear hats and gloves?
In church.
I remember always having to have gloves and a hat when I went to church when I was little.
Yeah, to church. Maybe had their social.
Oh, for ladies' aid. Mm-hmm. I kind of miss the hats.
Yeah, we had one of them too. I got way up.
What was the favorite hat that you ever had? I'll tell you about mine.
I had a hat when I was married.
What was it like?
Hat.
What was it like?
Well, it was plush, kind of a velvet, and it was turned up here, and it had flowers, velvet, little flowers. Oh, it was pretty.
It was what color?
Dark color.
Dark, and the flowers were too?
Kind of a blue, I would say, because I was married. Kind of, but you couldn't get, it wasn't really black, it was kind of a blue dark, maybe like, because I had a blue shoe like.
And were the flowers maybe
it had
too?
Kind of a velvet little, right in the hat, round in the hat, pretty, turned up, it's quite a hat. Then I had a blue light, blue, kind of a blue shoe, high shoes, buttoned up shoes.
No. Wow.
Laced up shoes.
Laced up shoes?
I had buttoned up when I was, they were laced way up, quite high. I thought I was something.
Oh, I'll bet. You were, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember,
remember that so well.
Do you remember your favorite hat?
Yes, when I was in about second year high school, and my mother had a hat made for me, and it kind of drooped like this. The rim was kind of a black lace, and then the crown was, it was real, colors and everything. And my mother had it made.
Was it straw?
No, it wasn't straw, it was kind of a silk, the top, and then the rim was black lace.
Who made it?
A milliner in town here. I don't know what her name is now.
Do you remember where the shop was? Or did she work from her house?
It was uptown or someplace, but I can't remember.
So you had a silk hat with a lace veil?
No, I didn't have no veil.
A lace front?
Just the crown was lace. See, there's a wire in this black lace, so the dress that came kind of drooped like this. And then the crown was kind of silk with different colors in it.
Sounds pretty. Did you just think you were beautiful when you put that hat on?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the hats, dressing up makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a really nice hat.
So you wore that for all the occasions where you needed a hat?
Well, to go to church, but it was mostly for summer. When I wore my good clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Went to church. We had to dress up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had those hats on. My grandmother had one that had hollyhocks, looked like, coming right up this big thing. Hollyhocks going right up the side. That was terrific. I don't know how anybody ever saw around.
Yeah,
anybody.
My grandma's had these little ones around. That kind of a round hat, fancy, and then tied around.
Well, tied around the chin.
Yeah, that was old style.
Yeah. Like a cap.
Yeah.
Nice. How about you? Do you remember a hat that you wore that you liked?
Oh, yes. When I don't know, I kind of had the horns out here. I called them horns.
Uh-huh.
It was a...
Was it a close-fitting hat and then came out like this? Was it made out of felt?
No, kind of straw.
Straw hat.
Lighter. It was fine, flimsy.
Okay.
That's what we...
What color was it?
Kind of a golden color, cream color.
So you put that on to go to church?
Yeah.
And you thought it, you called it your hat with horns. Oh, that's wonderful. How about you? Did you have a favorite hat?
Yes, I did. It was, what would you call it? Lilac color.
Oh, pretty. Yeah.
It was turned up. This was not so long. Well, it was while my oldest son was in the service. He wanted me to meet him in Chicago. So I went to Chicago from Minneapolis. So he took me on a shopping trip. And he bought me the hat, the gloves, and the purse all the same.
Oh,
it was beautiful. It was turned up, you know, kind of off face. Very pretty.
Was it straw or
no, this
velvet?
Was, I would say it was velvet.
Velvet, oh my.
It was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I wore that for a long, long time.
Well, it was special because he bought it for you, too.
And I had a black one that I liked awfully well, also velvet, and I had it turned. I'd always liked them turned off the face. Otherwise, the rest of them were, I would say, more calmer.
Common?
Ordinary ones. So that was it. I can remember that lavender one. I thought that was beautiful. Yeah. Years gone by.
I used to work. No. There, took them off.
Oh, you did?
I couldn't take those.
My mother had a
cover
it was a, a black hat that was a rim way around like this. And then she had a black plume. And the plume, you know, hung way down over her shoulders like that.
Oh, that was
one of those.
It came around like this?
Yeah, the plume was up here, and it came so long that it just hung right down like this.
Oh, my.
You're white.
Yeah.
Was that plume made out of something like ostrich feathers?
Yeah, it was ostrich feathers.
Ostrich feathers.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the style at them times, too.
Sure.
Then you carried a muff.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. And what was that? What colors were those?
I don't know. Mine was black.
Fur?
My mother was just black fur. And it was about this long, white, like, you know.
About a foot long?
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It was so nice.
So when she put her hands in it, put her way down like this.
Oh, my.
And I said, when I get to be a big girl, I'm going to have a muff like that, too. But I never did.
You never had a muff. Did you ever have a muff, Alice?
Yes, I did.
What color was yours?
Well, it's kind of a fur.
Uh-huh. Was it white or black?
No, kind of a tan color.
Kind of a tan muff.
Fur.
Uh-huh. Was this when you were a little girl or when you were grown up?
When I was grown up. Kind of fur it was.
So you kept your, did you wear gloves? When you put your hands in there, or just
no,
just
I put them in, just my bare hands in.
You kept them nice and warm.
Yes.
Of course, you didn't have to drive a car or what.
No.
You could just be a lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got one after I was married.
Your husband gave you a muff?
I couldn't use it because I was allergic.
Oh,
and
no.
I couldn't wear it.
No. You were allergic to what?
I couldn't use it. Well.
What were you allergic to?
To dye colors.
To dye?
I think it was dyed, kind of.
Oh, gosh.
I couldn't wear black. I can't. I wore white shoes pretty much to my. You see, I'm kind of allergic to dye. That's the colors. That's what one of the doctors told me. Once I wore kind of a collar with a light fur in it, plush light, and my grandpa broke all the great big blisters. I went to that doctor and he said I was allergic to dye a certain color. I kind of had to be careful.
Too bad.
So
what did you do with your mother?
My mom. I took that muff they did and made it a collar, you see. And when they made the collar, the same thing happened.
Oh, yes.
Pretty though, beautiful. Well, got it.
Hmm.
I like
what them. A nice Christmas present.
Yeah. It didn't last.
No. Too bad.
I can remember the muff I had. It looked like a leopard, you know.
Oh, sure.
And then the muff was brown. It was about this long, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I had the scarf.
Oh, to match it?
Mm-hmm.
Did it just put around your, like a stole?
Mm-hmm. I must have been about 10 years old when I had that.
Oh, my. Very fancy.
Stylish years ago.
And my mother had a pair of white kid shoes that you lace way up. And I just love those shoes. So I said, when I get the big girl, I'm going to have shoes just like my mother. But then they went out of style.
Yeah.
And I got to be a big girl.
And you didn't want them anymore. When they bought, where did you get all your hats? Did you have to order them, or could you buy them in town?
Regular millinery.
Those days,
they had regular
millinery
hats.
Millinery
shops. Yeah, sure. Where she made hats, it's like.
Yes, that's what millinery.
Mm-hmm.
So, pick out anything you want.
So, they just mainly, did they sell muffs in the millinery shop, too?
Yeah. But then she would make the hat the way that what you want. Like when she made me my black laced hat.
Did she kind of help you with ideas?
Oh. I gave her the idea. Sometimes they have, you know, samples, and then you can kind of pick from that, too. The store was along there by First National Bank, along and down in there someplace, I can remember. And my sister, she worked for a milliner one time. So she got so that she could make hats too.
We fit to Sears a lot.
And that came in the mail
they
then.
Had a lot of
Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Sears, where? In Minneapolis? St. Paul?
No, they were in Chicago then, I think.
So you had to send to Sears in Chicago for you.
Yeah, and it took a little while to get it to get the things that you'd send for, that they had good news. Some sent to Montgomery, but we sent to Sears.
What was the most extravagant, foolish thing that you ever had to wear?
The what?
Most extravagant, foolish thing. Usually we're very conservative, and we watch the pennies because we have to. But always there's something in your life that you had that you wore, even if it's just a little thing. Maybe it was your muff. Or maybe, you know, it was a hat with a big feather plume on it. Or
mine was a muff.
Yours was a muff. That was your most
fur muff.
That was your most extravagant thing.
It was real warm. We lived up north there in North Dakota. It was appreciated, you know.
Yeah.
Cold.
But did you feel real special with that muff?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had something.
Anybody else have something real extravagant?
Well, I don't know if you call it extravagant, but when I went to school, I had to wear leggings, and I just hated that. All them buttons.
Well,
mother and sister, so.
Take them off and put them on and take them off.
Mm-hmm. I remember those laced button-up shoes.
Yes, I had them too.
I think I remember the most of when I got
them. I don't know what it cost, but when I was a little girl, my mother bought me one of those white, where she got it, we lived in Wells. But that was one hat that I never did forget. And it had a,
It was quite light color and had a round part here, you know, and then the other part around. Oh my, that was pretty happy. But I thought, we went to town one day and we had the old horse hitched up. And I was sitting in the buggy, you know, and she was driving. You know how the women used to drive. And we was going along and a terrible wind come up and they took my hat.
Oh.
That pretty little hat that
oh,
I liked so well. And it blowed it, and the further we went this way, the further it went that way.
Oh.
I had to get out. I think I told you that before. I had to get out and run way back and get my hat.
Oh.
But that was one hat that I never did forget. It was that little white Leghorn, they called it hat.
Leghorn?
They called them Leghorn hats.
It
was kind of a crown around, and then this part was always kind of floppy, but
floppy.
Oh, that was my hat.
Did it have a ribbon hanging down the back? Did it have a ribbon hanging down the back?
No, I don't remember. I think it did have a ribbon. I presume it did too, because it was quite pretty hat.
Oh.
And I lost my hat.
But it didn't get hurt?
But I...
Didn't get dirty?
No, well, I don't remember. I brushed it kind of in that, but I don't remember about the dirt. But anyway, I thought a lot of that hat.
Well, good. I'm glad you got it back. Anybody else remember something just that you thought was just...
Well, my husband gave me a fur coat, and I really didn't need it, but he bought and then with the fur coat, then I had to go buy kid gloves.
Oh, sure.
And then